USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's still tension between Iran's supreme leader and President Trump, despite Iranian militia members withdrawing from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. In comments reported by the Iranian media Wednesday, the supreme leader blames the United States for violence in Iraq. Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida is praising President Trump's response.
Well, I think the president made the right move here, that the Iranians, through their militias in Iraq, thought they could hit us and hit our bases without much of a response. The president responded very strongly. That's what the Iranian regime respects. This was their counter move to get their militias to stage these protests.
Walt speaking there on Fox News, and your final numbers on Wall Street. Another record high for the Dow as it finished up 330 points to close the day at 28,869. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Israel's leader is making some legal moves in advance of another national election. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will seek immunity from corruption charges, likely delaying any trial until after March elections, when he hopes to have a majority coalition which would shield him from prosecution while he's in office. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of accepting bribes, fraud, and breach of trust after failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections last year. He gets a third shot at staying in office in March. This latest announcement essentially turns the upcoming election into a referendum on whether Netanyahu should be granted immunity and stay in office or step down and stand trial. A recent poll indicating a majority of Israelis oppose giving him immunity.
Analysts are expecting auto sales to be over 17 million vehicles for the fifth straight year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Homeland Security is looking into new laws in 11 states that allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses without proof they're in the United States legally and restrict data sharing with federal authorities. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf on Fox News reminds everyone,
anytime we reward illegal behavior, illegal activity, that's problematic for us. And what we have seen, particularly on the border, is that encourages more populations, more individuals to come here illegally.
Wolf is requesting a department study on how the law affects its enforcement efforts for both immigration and other investigations into human trafficking, drug smuggling, and counterterrorism. For the third time, New South Wales is declaring a state of emergency as firefighters continue to battle over 100 fires in Australia. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King with more on the story.
Wildfires raging in eastern Australia have killed at least 7 people and destroyed more than 200 properties. Firefighters in New South Wales have been battling blazes for months during a prolonged fire season. And as of early Wednesday, more than 2,500 firefighters were trying to contain 112 fires that burned throughout the state. New South Wales police said 3 bodies were found Wednesday morning, increasing the death toll to 7 in the past 3 days. A volunteer firefighter died when the truck he was riding in flipped over due to winds caused by the fires.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.